new CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up!
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Let's debate the top five tight ends right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Adam Azer, joined by Heath Cummings. And I think this is really interesting because you have the Kelce versus Andrews debate, and then I think there's a pretty good one for the next three. And honestly, I'm not looking at your rankings. I don't even know if you have Kyle Pitts in your top five. I assume you do. We'll find out. Give me 1 and 2. How do you rank 1 and 2?
I've got, and this is another one of those things that I switch maybe every time I look at my rankings. I currently have Kelce 1 and Andrews 2, but they are 11th and 12th overall. I have had Andrews ahead of Kelce. I've had Kelce ahead of Andrews. I would prefer Andrews in non-PPR. I think Kelce's catches might be enough to put him over the top.
Why is it so close? You know, you've got Kelce who is no longer, I would think no Tyreek Hill is a good thing for him, but it could be a bad thing. I could see it working against him. But if it's a good thing for him, then to me, you know, he's the runaway number one. Why is it so
close? Well, I don't know if you saw, but Mark Andrews also lost Marquise Brown, who was the only other player on the Ravens who ever got targets. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that. I'm going to Google that now. Just a big
show. Sure, you can shrug your shoulders, but Marquise Brown has been a 20 to 25% target share guy. So I think those two things make about the same difference.
Yeah, but don't you have Rashad Bateman kind of where you would have Marquise Brown in your rankings?
I have Juju Smith-Schuster higher than Rashad Bateman.
But you don't have Juju Smith-Schuster where you had Tyreek Hill.
No, I do not.
Right, so.
And
checkmate.
No, I had Marquise Brown, I think, at 20 before he was traded. And Bateman's around 30.
Okay. So how about 3-4-5?
3-4-5, for me, and the reason I argue against Pitts so much is because by ADP, Pitts is like a round after Kelce and Andrews. For me, Waller, Kittle, and Pitts all belong in round 5. I currently rank them Waller, Kittle, then Pitts. Fine with any of them in round 5.
You want to get into that a little bit? Why Waller, number 1 in that group, number 3 overall?
Yeah, I think the Raiders are going to be a pretty high pass volume offense, and I would expect Adams and Waller to get a high percentage of the targets there. I feel more confident in Waller with Derek Carr than I do Pitts with Mariota or Kittle with Trey Lance.
Yeah, I talked about this a little bit on our wide receiver show about how Atlanta's offense, I mean, it wasn't a vintage Matt Ryan season, and you still had Kyle Pitts go over 1,000 yards as a rookie tight end. How much are they really losing with a new quarterback this year, whoever it's going to end up being?
I think it's possible Mariota could be as good as Matt Ryan was last year. But I also think it's unlikely because all history before last year suggests Matt Ryan's a better quarterback. And then he has this year without very much help in this Arthur Smith offense, and he has his worst year in the last 5. So I don't know that I want to expect Mariota to be better than he has been in the past.
It was 3,987 yards in 17 games for the entire passing offense, which almost all Matt Ryan, 20 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. And with that, you had Kyle Pitts having 68 catches, 1,026 yards, only 1 touchdown.
Right. And the yards are phenomenal. One of the best tight end seasons ever. The catches are pretty average to just okay, probably even bad for a top 5 tight end. And the touchdowns, I think he's definitely going to have a better touchdown rate, but I don't think you could project him for a big touchdown season with Marcus Mariota.
All right. And Kittle, I took Kittle something like 48th, 49th. I think I had the first pick. I took him at the 4-5 turn. At the end of the draft, I kind of regretted it. I feel like I want to take him off I want to put him on my do not draft list, just at his ADP. If I could wait another 2 rounds, sure, but I can't. I see a lot of potential for disappointment with Kittle, even though he's such a great player.
Right. That's the tough thing. And that's like the whole Trey Lance situation makes it very difficult to know how to deal with George Kittle. And there's a little bit of probably more injury risk with Kittle than there is with Waller or Pitts also. But I also think, like, as much of a disappointment as maybe he was the past 2 years, his 17 game pace over the past 2 years is still 92 catches for 1,193 yards. He's still really good. It's just, do they throw a lot fewer passes because Trey Lance is a quarterback?
Okay, that is it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. We will talk to you tomorrow. We got Jacob Gibbs coming on to give some player profiles. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, everybody.